Morrison, Reel 6.
But it was natural to me to answer back. After she'd said that in Germany they'd have shot me, and she would shoot me too, all right, she's just the same as Hitler. And really, so she was, in a way. She was a bit of a Hitler. They were all frightened of her. But this keeping in with the officers is one of the rather appalling bits about prison. And of course I was there when there was a man governor. It was just after I was there that Dr. Charity Taylor became governor. Now there's always a woman governor.
Did you have any contact with the other prisoners?
Oh, yes. Yes, you talk when you're at work. I was some... I was given work which was supposed to be rather cushy sort of thing, which was cleaning in the officers' quarters. They're not called wardresses now, they're called officers. And the first thing that I was asked when they were allocating me to a job was, do you know how to do housework? And I said, no. Well, I don't really. I'm very bad at it. And I like cooking. And I'm quite a good cook. But I've always been able to afford to pay for somebody to do my house cleaning. I think it's soul-destroyingly boring. And I've never wanted to do it. So I said no. Well, nobody could believe that. All women should know how to do housework. That's clear. However, my fellow prisoners were quite willing to show me. So I did learn quite a lot. How to clean a bath and things like that. Yes, so one had an opportunity of talking. There's no longer the no talking rule. The suffragettes broke that. I think they discovered that you couldn't keep women quiet. And the no talking rule was given up then. So you certainly now, I should think it's very much better.
Did you ever talk to any of those prisoners about why you were in prison?
Oh yes, they were extraordinarily sympathetic. But then that's really because I was against the establishment. And I think all of the things that they'd done, though they all said that they were innocent of it, really, because we were all innocent of what we were accused of. I think they thought that it was a thing against the establishment. Oh, it's a shame. Oh, I thought it was a free country. That kind of thing, yes. Very strange. They were very kind to me, the prisoners. Extraordinarily kind to me. Did all sorts of things for me. I couldn't help. It was the officers who were against me. Quite understandable. So this isn't what you want to put in your archives, is it? Or is it? Well, there's a problem they told you. And then not knowing when they were ever going to get out. That, being in for the duration, that. Oh, terrible.
Did you ever hear of any of the men in the First World War who were sent to France? At the time?
Not at the time, no. Of course, I've met one or two of them since, because we've been in the habit of having what we call an old lags meeting once a year, and most of the old lags are really the old ones, like me. The younger ones don't seem so keen on coming, though a few of them do come, the Second World War ones, but some of them do come. But so I have met some of those who were sent out to the front, and of course this is they do so enjoy themselves telling the stories. See, it's all quite fun after it's over. You can make a funny story. It's not funny when you're in. That I can show you. I think it's dreadfully boring for one thing. And not at all nice to be shut up. Not at all. But I did meet, there was a woman whose name I can't remember, but she was an Austrian who had been found out in spying. She had been a secretary to one of our naval officers, and she'd given away secrets. Now, she wasn't allowed to be with us. We weren't allowed to talk to her. But I had seen her going for her solitary walks. She was very good looking, and she was tossing her hair back, and she was really very proud, I think, of what she'd done. And I managed to get an opportunity of speaking to her because I was asked to take something over to where she was working in the workroom. She was cutting out something. And she had obviously got into her head that I was somebody who was on the side of Germany, because she said something of that kind to me. You're the one who's against the war, or was for Hitler. So I felt it was absolutely essential that I should speak to her again, get it into her head that I wasn't for Hitler. And so I managed occasionally to speak to her, and in this workroom, and she said that she was probably going to die for her country, that she expected to be hanged. I didn't know anything. I didn't know what her case was. I hadn't really followed it. But I used to see her walking about like that, and I thought, well, she's ready to die. It's an extraordinary thing. Young woman, all the life before her. But I wondered what she thought afterwards when I was out of prison and I read that she had got 14 years. I thought to myself, I wonder if she's like feeling like that now. She was ready to die. But 14 years locked up, that's a very different matter. But I've often wondered about her. So proud, so perfectly convinced that she was dying in a great cause. And it's that sort of thing that begins to make you wonder, isn't it?
Were you and she the only political sort of prisoners that were there?
There was another woman who'd got 10 years for something of the same kind. But most of the things that women do are really almost trivial and petty compared to the awful things that men do, the violent things. I think women, I don't usually generalise like this because I don't believe in generalising, but I think on the whole they aren't so violent. And most of the things that they had done were, well, abortionists who in the end seemed to get found out. And forging checks, that sort of thing, embezzlement, petty thieving. But you learn how to do it in prison. And I don't know that I would be able to do it now, but I was shown how to do it, how you pick a pocket. Very neat. And one woman told me exactly how to cheat the post office over post office savings, but I've forgotten, fortunately. But I'm quite sure that there's nothing like going to prison for learning how to do these things. And most of the people there were inclined to say, well, they haven't done anything wrong. Abortionists haven't done anything wrong. They only did what this poor woman wanted. But they'll do it better next time so that they're not found out. That's the attitude. But I'm hopeful that, as it's a long time ago now, that perhaps things are a bit better and that they're helped more.
And after you were out of prison, why weren't you ever arrested again? Or did you never happen to speak in public?
Oh, I went on with what I was doing, yes. I don't know.
And they ignored you?
I don't know why I was arrested again. Yes, I went on speaking, yes. I can't tell you why not. I may have been more careful. I don't think I was. I had a bit of a rest, of course, when I first came out, because you're very exhausted by the tensions of life in prison, especially under bombardment. It had been very uncomfortable, to say the least of it. No, I quite thought I might have to go back, but I didn't want to, of course. I can't understand anyone wanting to.